On the day Christians mark the feast day of St. Andrew the Apostle, Pope Benedict and Patriarch Bartholomew I held a joint ceremony in the Church of St. George in Istanbul. The Orthodox liturgy was nearly 3 hours long and full of symbolism. During the ceremony, the leaders of the world's Catholics and Orthodox pledged to continue all efforts towards full Christian unity between their churches. The Western and Eastern branches of Christianity split in the Great Schism of 1054 over differences on theology and papal authority.
The divisions which exist among Christians are a scandal to the world and an obstacle to the proclamation of the gospel.
Inside the church, the Pope also urged all world leaders to respect religious freedom as a fundamental human right. The Pope also took the opportunity to reiterate the importance of Europe's Christian roots.
You are called, together with all other Christian communities, to renew Europe's awareness of its Christian roots, traditions, and values, giving them new vitality.
At the end of the liturgy, the Pope and the Patriarch joined hands and greeted a crowd from a balcony. In a joint statement, the Pope and Patriarch stressed the need to preserve Christian roots in European culture while remaining open to other religions and their cultural contributions. While the ceremony was underway outside Istanbul University, some 100 nationalists protested against Pope Benedict's visit and called on him to stay away from Hagia Sophia, which was once Christianity's largest church and is now a museum. Amid heavy police presence, supporters of the right-wing Grand Unity Party waved banners displaying "Pope, get out of Turkey," and chanted "Hagia Sophia is Turkish and will remain Turkish." The Pope was to visit the 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia and the Blue Mosque Thursday evening. His tour of the Blue Mosque in Istanbul will be only the second papal visit in history to a Muslim place of worship. Sabina Castelfranco, VOA News, Istanbul.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com